Welcome to another edition of English Makes No Sense, the podcast where we have fun with the English language one lesson at a time. My name is SL Rockfish, but you know you can call me Sarah. And today we are going to talk about 10 must-know phrasal verbs with the word get in them. Yeah, get, G-E-T. If you are looking to enhance your language skills, then this episode is definitely for you. Did you know there are hundreds, yes, hundreds of phrasal verbs with the word get in them? Why? I don't know, but luckily today we are only going to learn 10 must-know phrasal verbs. You won't need a pen or paper, just your ears, because the transcript for this episode will be on my website at www.englishmakesnosense.com. Are you ready? Let's go! Our first phrasal verb is get up. Get up means to rise from a lying or sitting position, or to awaken to begin your day. Here are two sentences to help you. It is often hard to get up after sitting so long. I know it is for me. Or, what time do you get up in the morning? Do you like to get up early? Do you? I like to get up very early. Some may consider me a morning person. A morning person? Yes, a morning person is the term given to a person who enjoys starting the day early and is usually happy in the morning. People who are not morning people often don't get along with morning people, especially in the morning. Get along is our next phrasal verb. Get along means to have a harmonious or good relationship with someone. Here's a sentence for you. Bill gets along very well with his coworkers. Or, here's another one. My family gets along even during the holidays. Who do you get along with? Have you ever had trouble getting over something? Getting over? Yes, it's our next phrasal verb, get over. Get over means to recover from something, such as an illness, you know, a sickness, an argument, or emotional difficulties or problems. Let's use it for an illness. Bill took a while to get over COVID. He finally feels like himself again. Or, what about our friend Jill? Jill can't get over her breakup with her husband. Poor Jill. In this case, get over is used for an emotional or traumatic event. Have you ever had to get over something that was a little difficult? I hope you don't have to get over too much. Do you need to get ahead at work or on a project? You guessed it. Get ahead is our next phrasal verb. Get ahead. One word, ahead. Otherwise, you would need an additional head if it were two words. But no, ahead is only one word in this. And if you needed two words, if it was two words, well, that would be weird and not a phrasal verb. No, no, my friend. Get ahead means to make progress or succeed in one's endeavors, or more simply put, to advance in life or a career. Here's some examples. Bill hopes to get ahead of his competition. Or, we need to start our project now to get ahead of schedule. We want to get it moving. Or here are some words to live by. Hard work and dedication are essential if you want to get ahead in life. Or to get ahead in English, you need to practice, practice, practice. Whew, that's a lot of get ahead. Phrasal verb number 5 is get by. You remember the Beatles songs, I get by with a little help from my friends. I know, bad singing. Well, you know those. Maybe you don't know the song. You should Google it. But get by means to manage or survive with what you have or to adequately cope. For example, many people struggle to get by during times of inflation. Isn't that the truth? Or, my friend can't get by in life without her dog. She can't cope. She really needs her dog. Who helps you to get by in life? Or, maybe it's a what and not a who, like a friend. Who helps you get by? Or do you ever have trouble getting by? I hope not. Now, let's take a look at the phrasal verb get off. Get off means to leave a mode of transportation or disembark a vehicle. Well, that's a big definition. For example, I have to get off at the next stop. I'm going to disembark. Whether I'm on a train, a subway, doesn't matter. I'm going to get off. Or, let me get off the plane. I forgot something. Ooh, I would hate to be on that plane. Or get off can also be used like this. Where do you get off telling me what to do? If someone uses it like that, it means how dare you? How do you dare to do such a thing? Which is a really long way to say something. So we just say, where do you get off? How confusing is that? I know, English. But get off has two meanings, to leave a mode of transportation or disembark, or where do you get off, or where does Bill get off telling his wife to do this or that? It's like a how dare you. I hope this one is not too confusing. The majority of times, get off is just used to disembark, okay? Our next phrasal verb is get in. Get in is the opposite of the first meaning of get off. Get in means to enter a vehicle, a building, or an enclosed space. Oh, well, this one makes total sense. I know. For example, it's raining out. Get in the house. Or hurry up. Get in the car. We're late. And this one, get in, is very easy to understand and very easy to use. Well, we did get in. Now I'm going to tell you to get out. No, not really. But get out is our next phrasal verb. Get out is easy. It just means to leave a place, to escape, or to evacuate. You see it often in the movies or on television, someone warning others to get out. And they are really just saying leave, evacuate. But we can also use get out to express disbelief. Get out of here. No, really, we can. When someone tells you something they find outrageous, they may say, get out. Why? I don't know, but we just do it like that. Get out can also be a way to express your disbelief. Are you someone who likes to get together? You guessed it again, my friend. Get together is our next phrasal verb. Get together means to meet or gather with others for a social purpose or for some informal meeting. I love to get together with my childhood friend, Jenny, and catch up on all that is going on in her life. Wow. I used 3 phrasal verbs in that sentence. Can you pick them out? Let me repeat it for you. I love to get together with my childhood friend, Jenny, and catch up on all that is going on in her life. Think about it. If you said the 3 phrasal verbs are get together, going on, and catching up, you are amazing. Well done, my friend. That was awesome. Yes, 3 phrasal verbs in 1 sentence. See how often we use phrasal verbs? They're everywhere. If you are able to pick out those phrasal verbs, then I am sure this lesson is getting across to you. Our final phrasal verb is get across. What does it mean? Great question. Get across means to communicate or convey a message, your thoughts, or an idea successfully. Basically, in a nutshell, there's another saying. It means to express your ideas successfully. I hope to get across to everyone listening the must-know 10 phrasal verbs with get in them. How did I do? Here is a better sentence. I find it difficult to get across to others my thoughts when I speak Spanish. I hope you don't have trouble getting across your thoughts in English. Do you? I hope not. Well, there you have it, my friends. 10 essential phrasal verbs with the word get. I hope you enjoyed today's longer episode and you feel confident enough to practice and use some or all of these phrasal verbs. I better get going. But before I do, remember, do something fun, do something amazing, or, you know, do nothing at all. But whatever you do, have a great day. And get out there and practice some English, especially these phrasal verbs. Have a great day, friends. Peace.